Hey everybody, it's March 9th, and I want to talk to you again today about this fear of death. And yesterday we talked about fearing not knowing if we're going to heaven when we die, and hopefully there's no one who heard that doesn't completely understand that we don't have to worry about that. Today I want to talk to you about another thing that's associated with the fear of death, and that is this: many people are afraid to die because they don't want to leave those they love, as if somehow we think we will miss them. But probably more often than that, people don't want to leave their families because they don't want their families to be without them. They don't want their families to hurt. This is something that I have struggled with over the years, as I can't comprehend my wife having to raise our kids on our own and the pain that would cause them to be without their dad and their husband. Not that I'm the perfect dad, certainly that's not true, and I'm definitely not the best husband, but I don't ever want my family to hurt. And not having a dad or a husband would inflict pain on my family. But I have to remind myself that pain that they would feel, if that's the order God decides to make things happen, is all temporary. Isn't it hard to remember that all pain in this life is temporary? I want you to think about the things that you're struggling with the most, the biggest pains in your life right now. I want you to remember that all pain in this world is temporary. So if you fear that your family would be without you and that they would hurt, understanding it's temporary. In all of history, the future, and you think about time, God doesn't do time the way that we do time. He's not bound by time. Your life here on earth is such a blink in the whole scheme of things. Trying to wrap your mind around the fact that we are eternal beings is so very difficult. But we know that the average lifespan of an American today is around 80, 82 years old, somewhere around there. It's going up all the time, but it's still just a blink. I want you to remember that no matter what you're going through, or no matter what you fear, any pain that we experience, if we're followers of Christ, is temporary. So let's frame that in the topic of death and your family being without you and people hurting at your loss. But let's also frame that in with any problem that we have. It's temporary. Any pain is temporary, though honestly a lot of those pains seems like it never ends. Let's pray about that today. Father, thank you so much that we are eternal creations, that you have created us to live for eternity. And Lord, we know that because of sin entering this world, that eternity is not going to be as humans on this earth, but that we are given a certain amount of days, a certain amount of years on this earth before you call us home to begin real living. God, I pray that you would remind us that any pain that those we love would feel is an honor that means we've had an impact on them. But even more importantly, Lord, would you remind us that if that is a fear that we have, that we remember that pain is all temporary. We've all experienced loss, and we've all experienced what healing looks like over time. And we have scars. But Lord, help us to not fear death because of what we would leave behind, but that we would learn to look forward at what you have in store for us. Lord, whatever my friends are going through today, whatever pain they're going through today, whether it has anything to do with death or not, maybe it's death of an ideal, death of a dream, death of what we thought things would be like. Or maybe it's just pain we're going through right now of another kind. I pray that you would encourage our hearts. I pray that you would remind us that this pain is temporary and that we will eventually be with you where there is no pain, as hard as that is to comprehend. We thank you for it. God, give us the strength we need to walk through this day, to see pain as an opportunity to draw close to you and to trust in you and to grow that trust. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.